感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
I am a sinner saved by grace.
这是我的身份，荣耀归神。
This is my story. To God be the glory.
我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
当我们唱这样的诗歌，我们心里面是何等的欢腾。
When we sing this hymn, our hearts are overflowing with joy.
因为我们在思想主的救恩，我们心里面怎么能够不喜乐、不欢腾呢？
As we think about the salvation in our heart from God, how could our heart not overflow?
自从始祖亚当夏娃犯罪堕落以后
，Ever since our ancestors Adam and Eve sinned and have fallen，
神那恢复的心意和工作从来没有改变，也未曾停止。
God's heart desire to do His recovery work has never changed and has never stopped。
启示录二十一章第三节，主的话说
，Revelation 21 verse 3 says，
看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间。
The tabernacle, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.
他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民。
And he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And God himself shall be among them.
神的心意乃是要将我们这些按着他形象所造的人，恢复到与他一个正常亲密的关系里。
God's heart desire is turn man who is created in His image to be restored to a relationship with Him where it is a normal and intimate relationship.
而这一个荣耀的心意乃是借着我主耶稣基督十字架的救恩所完成的。
And this glorious heart desire of God is accomplished through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and His redemption.
上一次我们从路德记交通到拿尔米和路德他们如何归回到神的心意里。
Last time we fellowshiped on the book of Ruth and we talked about how Naomi and Ruth returned to the heart desire of God.
他们从摩押地归回到神的应许地。
They returned from the land of Moab to the promised land of God.
拿尔米的归回让我们看见。
Naomi's return enabled us to see.
不论我们过去因着我们的软弱，因着我们的悖逆，我们的失败，我们离开了神的同在。
Regardless of whether because of our own weakness and rebellion and sin that we have left His presence.
当神借着苦难，借着环境来管教我们的时候。
However, when God disciplines us through affliction and through the circumstances,
我们必须像拿俄米一样醒悟过来。
We must be like Naomi. We have to come to our senses.
立刻回到神的面前。
We have to immediately draw back into the presence of God.
回到神的心意里。
We have to come in back into His heart's desire.
感谢我们的神，他不仅爱我们，他也非常乐意的来提醒我们。
We thank God. Not only does He love us, He is also very delighted to remind us.
神的心一直等候盼望着他属他的儿女们能够归回到他的面前。
God's desire in His heart is to have His people return back to His presence and be back to Him.
而路德的归回有点不一样。
Now Ruth's return is slightly different.
路德他原本是不认识神的。
Ruth did not know God before.
但因着拿俄米，她对神产生了一个仰慕。
But because of Naomi, Ruth had this longing toward God.
路德就定义要跟随拿俄米，就回到了神的心意里头。
Ruth was determined to follow Naomi, and therefore Ruth herself came back into the heart desire of God.
这完全是神在人心里面所做的那吸引的工作。
This is all the work of God drawing people's heart.
今天无论我们是在什么样的境况里，
Today, regardless of what circumstances we are in,
愿我们都能够听见神爱的呼召。
May we all hear this calling by God in love.
我们能够借着神在环境中对我们的提醒。
We also want to listen to the reminders through the circumstances that he ordained.
让我们都能够醒悟过来。
May we all come back to our senses.
我们能够抓住现今的机会，归回到神的面前。
So that we can also seize upon this opportunity to go quickly into his presence.
我们就必蒙神的悦纳。
Therefore, we will surely be accepted by God.
早晨我们要从路德记第二章，我们一同来看如何在神恢复的心意里能够得蒙悦纳。
Here we want to see from book of Ruth chapter 2 to see how we can be accepted by God in his recovery work.
这三有三个人物，路德就预表蒙悦纳的罪人。
We have three characters in this book. Ruth is a type of the sinner who has been accepted.
波斯就预表我们的主基督。
Boaz is a type of the Lord Christ.
那我们知道拿尔米乃预表圣灵。
So we know Naomi is a type of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，如果有圣经的话，请打开圣经，翻到路德记第二章。
If you have your Bible in front of you, please turn to Ruth chapter 2.
我先用中文读，再请姐妹用英文读。
We'll read in Chinese and then we'll read in English all through.
路德记第二章，拿尔米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。摩押女子路德对拿尔米说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿尔米说，女儿啊，你只管去。路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说，愿耶和华与你们同在。他们回答说，愿耶和华赐福于你。波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说，那是谁家的女子？监管收割的仆人回答说，是那摩押女子，跟随拿尔米从摩押地回来的。他说，请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。他从早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里坐一会儿，常在这里。波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。我的仆人在哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你，你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说，我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？波阿斯回答说，自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地到素不认识的民中，这些事人全告诉我了。愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。路德说，我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说，你到这里来吃饼，将饼蘸在醋里。路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把烘了的穗子递给他，他吃饱了，还有剩余的，他起来又拾取麦穗。波阿斯吩咐仆人说，他就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容他，不可羞辱他，并要从捆里抽出些来，留在地下任他拾取，不可吃下他。这样路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上，将所拾取的打了约有一依法大麦。他就把所拾取的带进城去给婆婆看，又把他吃饱了所剩的给了婆婆。婆婆问他说，你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那顾恤你的得福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工。拿尔米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。拿尔米又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个至敬的亲属。摩押女子路德说，他对我说，你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗，只等他们收完了我的庄稼。拿尔米对儿妇路德说，女儿啊， 你跟着他的使女出去，不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。于是路德与波阿斯的使女常在一处拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。
Ruth chapter 2 verse 1. Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, Go, my daughter. So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Now, behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, May the Lord be with you. And they said to him, May the Lord bless you. Then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, Whose young woman is this? And the servant in charge of the reapers answered and said, She is the young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab. And she said, Please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. Thus she came and has remained from the morning until now. She has been sitting in the house for a little while. Then Boaz said to Ruth, Listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maids. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw. Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, Why have I found favor in your sight, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said to her, All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and came to a people that you did not previously know. May the Lord reward your work, and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. Then she said, I have found favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and indeed have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants. And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, Come here, that you may eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers, and he served her roasted grain, and she ate and was satisfied and had some left. When she rose to glean, Boaz commanded his servants, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not insult her. And also you shall purposely pull out for her some grain from the bundles and leave it that she may glean and do not rebuke her. So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She also took it out and gave Naomi what she had left after she was satisfied. Her mother-in-law then said to her, Where did you glean today and where did you work? May he took notice of you be blessed. So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, The name of the man with whom I work today is Boaz. And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, May he be blessed of the Lord who has not withdrawn his kindness to the living and to the dead. Again, Naomi said to her, The man is our relative. He is one of our closest relatives. Then Ruth the Moabitess said, Furthermore, he said to me, You should stay close to my servants until they have finished all my harvest. And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maids, lest others fall upon you in another field. So she stayed close by the maids of Boaz in order to glean until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest, and she lived with her mother-in-law.
所以早晨要从路德记第二章和弟兄姐妹交通三个方面的重点。
This morning I want to share with you three main points from chapter 2.
第一就是路德来到了波阿斯的田里拾取麦穗。
First, Ruth came to the field of Boaz to glean.
第二是路德初次遇见波阿斯。
Second is about the first time when Ruth first encountered Boaz.
第三乃是说到路德仍与拿俄米同住。
Thirdly, Ruth lived with her mother-in-law.
关于拾取麦穗，我们知道这是耶和华神借着摩西颁布给以色列民的律例典章里头的一个典章。
We understand that regarding this part of gleaning, it is what the Lord God commanded through Moses, through the statutes and ordinances, as particular ordinance.
借着这个律例典章，格外显明了耶和华神那恩典和怜悯。
And this statute particularly illustrates the mercy and the loving kindness of God.
这是我们神的一个性情。
This is a divine nature.
在利未记十九章和二十三章里面分别提到耶和华的话告诉以色列百姓说在你们地收割庄稼不可割尽田角也不可拾取所遗落的要留给穷人和寄居的。
In Leviticus chapters 19 and 23, the word of God said, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very corners of the field, neither shall you gather your gleanings of your harvest. And furthermore, you are to leave them for the needy and the alien.
在生命记24章里面，主的话再一次提到，你们在田里收割庄稼，若忘下一捆，不可回去再取。要留给寄居的和孤儿寡妇。
In Deuteronomy chapter 24, it also says that when you reap your harvest in your field and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, and for the widow.
所以我们反反复复看见在神的律例典章里头，他反复的提到，显明神是如何的来怜悯顾念那些孤苦、穷困、寄居、孤儿寡妇。
Therefore, we thank God that over and over He repeats in His statutes and ordinances, and we see how God is particularly gracious and merciful to the needy, the distressed, the aliens, the widow, and the orphans.
就是后来到了旧约的先知书里，我们也看见我们的神，他常常保护孤儿寡妇。为他们来伸冤。
Even in the prophet books in the Old Testament, we see that God particularly single out widows and orphans to protect them, and He also plead their cases for them.
愿我们常与我们的神的心意为怀。
May we have God's desire as our desire in our heart.
不要忘记我们的神他所关心所顾念的这些穷乏困苦人以及孤儿和寡妇。
That we not forget the Lord God cares about the needy, the distressed, the alien, and the orphans and the widows.
所以很有意思的我们看见一个摩押女子路德她似乎知道这件事。
It's very interesting. Even Ruth, the Moabite woman, she seemed to know about this too.
所以他就对拿尔米说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。
Therefore, in verse 2, Ruth said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor.
拿尔米就对路德说，女儿啊，你只管去。
Therefore, Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, go, my daughter.
感谢神，我们看见当一个罪人来到神的面前，从他身上所显明的第一个见证就是蒙连续的见证。
Therefore, we thank God for a sinner who comes to God for the first time. The first testimony that he would manifest is that he has received mercy from God.
在第三节，圣经告诉我们说，路德恰巧来到波阿斯的那块田里。
In verse 3, it says that Ruth happened to come to the field belonging to Boaz.
写圣经的人虽然是以故事的口吻说到恰巧。
Even though the person who wrote this part of the Bible was using a narrative format, and he said, Ruth happened to come here.
但我们知道在神主宰的权柄下是没有恰巧的事情。
However, we know that in the sovereign reign of God, there is no happenstance.
在神的家中是没有恰巧的事情。
Also, in the household of God, there is no happenstance.
就像在路德记第一章的末了告诉我们说，当拿尔米和路德回到了应许地的时候，正是动手割大麦的时候。
Just like the last verse in chapter 1, it says that when Ruth and Naomi went back to the promised land, it was the beginning.Of barley harvest.
而路德恰巧来到了波阿斯的那块田，我们看见这都是在神主权的带领之下。
And Ruth also happened to come to the field belonging to Boaz. This is also the leading of the sovereignty of God.
是在神所定的时间，路德来到了波阿斯的那块田。
It was in God's time ordained by him. Ruth came to the field of Boaz to glean.
在伯阿斯的田里拾取麦穗。
And she was gleaning in the field of Boaz.
就是像我们许多人蒙恩得救的故事，不是吗？
It is just like a lot of our stories where we were saved.
我们觉得我们在什么时候好像不知道怎么样就恰巧来到了一个地方。
We all felt like for a reason that we couldn't explain, we just happened to come to a place.
我们就恰巧认识了一个人。
We happened to know a person.
我们就来到了教会。
And then we come to the church.
我们在某一次的聚会当中，我们恰巧就听见了圣灵所对我们说的话。
And at a meeting, we just happened to hear the words that the Holy Spirit wants us to hear.
我们就回应圣灵在我们心里的感动，我们就蒙恩得救了。
And we respond to the calling of the Holy Spirit in our heart, and then we have been saved.
在我们还不认识神之前，我们觉得这一切都是恰巧。
Before we knew God, we thought these are all happenstances.
但当我们信了神，认识了主之后，我们知道这一切都是在神主权的带领之下。
However, after we receive God, we know that all of this is under the sovereignty of God.
在三周前，在莱斯校园团契，有一个年轻人，他蒙恩得救了。
Three weeks ago in the Rice Fellowship, a young man was saved by grace.
他这个人是远在中国。
But however, he was far away in China.
因着疫情的关系，我们在线上聚会，他恰巧就参加了我们线上的聚会。
However, because of the pandemic, he happened to join our fellowship online.
在三周前，他在聚会中蒙恩得救的那个时候，是他第二次参加我们线上的聚会。
So, when he happened to be on the, when he was saved, on Zoom,It happened to be the second time he joined us on Zoom.
我们觉得怎么会能有这么稀奇的事情呢？
We were so amazed and we marvel at this incident.
那我需要把这个时间稍微往回倒流一段时间。
So we have to look back in time a little bit more.
因为这个年轻人是我们原本不认识，他也不认识我们的。
So we did not know this young man before, and he did not know us before either.
那怎么会来参加我们线上的聚会呢？
Now how would he happen to join our fellowship online?
我们要话说，在一年多以前，就是在疫情发生之前。
So a little bit more than a year ago, before the pandemic happened.
我们那时候还在in person, 还在面对面聚会。
We were still meeting in person.
在爱的神之家。
In the house of Edison.
有一天来了一个新朋友。
One day there was a new friend who showed up.
这新朋友是刚从中国大陆来的。
And this new friend just arrived from China.
他来休斯顿做什么呢？他是来看望他的妻子正在休斯顿这里做研究。
He happened to be visiting his wife who was doing research in Houston at the time.
我稍微澄清一下。这个来休斯顿这个人跟蒙恩得救这个人是不同人。
Oh, sorry. These are two separate people. The person who has been saved by grace and this person who joined us, this new friend.
那来休斯顿看妻子的这个人呢，他就开始参加我们聚会。
And this person who was visiting his wife here more than a year ago, he started to join our fellowship.
他本来只是来计划来几个礼拜。
He originally was only planning to be here for a few weeks.
结果发生疫情了。
However, because of the pandemic,
他就恰巧就被困在休斯顿回不去了。
So he happened to be trapped in Houston and he couldn't go home.
然后在这边陪他的妻子，一陪就陪了一年多。
So he was visiting his wife, but he stayed for over a year.
那终于好像这个有机会了，他妻子研究做到一个段落，他们就准备回国去。
So finally, there came to be a point where his wife was about to conclude her research, and she could they could both return to China.
我们知道在疫情当中，要你是中国人要回中国也是不容易的事情。
We know that even in the middle of the pandemic, even if you were a PRC national, it is not easy for you to return to China.
但是无论如何，经过几番的辗转，他们终于回到中国去了。
However, no matter what, this couple, through all kinds of efforts, they finally returned to China.
那当这对夫妻回到中国去以后
，After this couple returned to China,
不知道怎么样，这个我们刚刚讲到，另外就是蒙恩德就这个人呢，他就跟这个刚回去的这个先生就有了一个联系。
And so this person who was saved had some connection with this husband. after they got home.
他们从前有一点工作上的关系，但是后来他们就分开了。
So they used to have some work connections, but then they were separated.
那为什么这对夫妻从休斯顿回去中国之后，这一个人为什么会跟他们联络呢？
So after this couple returned to China, why would this person who has been saved get in touch with them?
就是在这对夫妻回中国之前不久，这个蒙恩得救的年轻人，他参加了一个聚会吧。
So right before this couple returned to China, this other young man went to a meeting.
他也不清楚那到底是什么样的聚会。
He didn't quite understand what this meeting was.
可在聚会当中哈，就有人分享到诗篇二十三篇。
However, in the meeting, someone shared on Psalm 23.
哎，恰巧他在那个聚会当中就听见了有人分享诗篇二十三篇。
So he happened to hear about sharing on Psalm 23.
他心里面就受到一点的触动。
And so his heart was a little touched.
他就想要有怎么样能够来更多认识这个诗篇二十三篇的这个内容。
So he wanted to know more about the content of Psalm 23.
所以呢，他就恰巧就联系了这对刚从休斯顿回去的这对夫妻。
So he happened to be contacting this couple who just returned from Houston.
所以从休斯顿回去这个先生就告诉他说，哦，在休斯顿这里有一个线上的聚会。
So the husband who just returned told him that there is this online meeting.
就介绍他来参加。
So he introduced a young man to join us.
他来参加了第一次。
So he joined the Zoom meeting once.
参加了第二次。
And he joined the Zoom meeting twice.
恰巧我们正好在读路加福音。
And it just happened that we were studying the Gospel of Luke.
主耶稣说，你们尚且不好，还知道把好东西给你们的儿女，天父岂不把圣灵赐给那求他的人吗？
The Lord Jesus said, you who are evil, but you would give good gifts to your own children, wouldn't the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit without measure?
那天晚上我们都觉得非常惊奇的是，这个年轻人他就问我们一个问题。
We were all amazed that night. This young man asked us this question.
他说，如果天父要把圣灵赐给那求他的人，那我如何能够得着呢？
So he said that if the Heavenly Father want to give out the Holy Spirit without measure, how can I get this Holy Spirit?
这完全是圣灵在他里头做吸引的工作。
This is entirely the work of the Spirit who is drawing his heart.
我就请他读前面几节主耶稣所说的那一段话。
So I asked him to read the verses in Luke that what Jesus said.
你们祈求就得着，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open for you. Seek and you shall find.
我在线上我就请这个年轻人读主耶稣所说的这句话。
So online I asked this young man to read these words of the Lord Jesus.
我说这是主耶稣的话，是他的应许，是他的保证。
So I told this young man, these are the words of the Lord Jesus, this is the promise of the Lord Jesus, and this is the guarantee of the Lord Jesus.
感谢赞美主，圣灵在这个年轻人心中做了这样一件美善的工作，他蒙恩得救了。
We thank the Lord who has done this beautiful work in this heart of this young man. He has been saved by grace.
隔几天我再跟他约好了，再跟他有进一步的谈话。
A few days later, I had an appointment with him to have some further fellowship.
当我们在线上谈话的时候，这个刚蒙恩的年轻人他这样子说。
So as we were speaking online, this person who has just been saved by grace, he said,
他说他认识的那个朋友到了休斯顿去看太太。
The friend that he knew went to Houston to see his wife.
那因着疫情就被困在休斯顿。
However, because of the pandemic, he was trapped in Houston.
因着他被困在休斯顿，就参加我们的聚会。
Because he was trapped, he has to join our meeting.
然后呢，他回到中国以后，恰巧他又跟他联系。
And he went back to China, and this young man happened to be in contact with him.
所以他说，我今天蒙恩得救了，就是借着这么多的巧合，把我带到了神的面前。
So I am saved by grace today because of all these happenstances that I was brought into the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，路德恰巧来到伯阿斯的田里，这完全是在神恩典的带领之下。
Ruth happened to come to the field belonging to Boaz. This is all under the leading of the grace of God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
这里我们看见提到波阿斯的田。
Here we mentioned the field of Boaz.
在波阿斯的田里有丰盛的生命。
In the field of Boaz, there is abundant life.
因为我们看见在那里有许多的仆人使女在那里收割大麦小麦。
Because we see that there are lots of servants and maidservants, they're harvesting barley and wheat.
在波阿斯的田里也有耶和华的同在，有仆人敬重主人的美好见证。
Also in the field of Boaz, there's also good testimony where the servants hold the master in high esteem.
并且有像路德这样的穷乏困苦人受到善待。
Even in his, also in his field, someone like Ruth, who is needy and in distress, she has also received good treatment.
伯阿斯的田乃是说到基督的教会。
The field of Boaz refers to the church of Christ.
以弗所书一章二十三节告诉我们，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians 1:23 says, "The church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all."
有懂原文的弟兄。他把它直译成基督、教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
A brother who knows the original language translated directly into the church, which is his body, who is the fullness of him who fills all.
的确，教会应当是基督丰满的彰显。
Assuredly, the church ought to be the manifestation of the abundance of Christ.
在教会里应该有神生命的供应与神宝贵的同在。
In the church, we ought to have the abundance provision of God's life, and also His life is provision.
我回想在从前年长魏弟兄还在的时候，我在周日晚上常有机会去看望他，和他有一些交通。
I remember when our elderly brother Wei was still alive. Every on some Sunday nights, I would go visit him and had some fellowship.
这神的生命和神在聚会中的同在是我们年长弟兄一直非常注重的。
Our elderly brother regarded the life of God and the presence of God as extremely important.
我记得我们在周日晚上，我们常常有时候会回想到我们主日早晨的聚会。
A lot of times on Sunday nights, the two of us would think about the Sunday morning meeting.
我们就会回顾那个主日早晨，某个主日早晨那个聚会怎么样。
And we would talk about how the morning meeting went that morning.
我的印象非常深刻，我们灵长弟兄常常就会提到在聚会中有没有主的同在。
It impressed me a lot that our senior brother would mention, was there the presence of God in that meeting?
在聚会当中能不能享受主生命的供应。
In that meeting, could we enjoy the provision of God's life?
弟兄姐妹，今天当人来到神的教会中
，Brothers and sisters, when people come to the church of God,
能不能遇见神的同在呢
？Can they encounter the presence of God?
当邻里穷乏困苦的人来到神的教会里
，That when those people who are poor in spirit when they come to the church,
他们能不能真实得着基督生命的供应呢
？Can they truly receive the provision of the life of Christ?
弟兄姐妹，今天当人来到神的教会里
，When people come to a church today，
能不能看见那敬重主人的仆人们呢
？Can they encounter servants who hold the master in high esteem？
今天当人来到我们的教会当中
，Today when people come into our church，
他们能不能真实感受到像路德在波阿斯的田里所受到的那个善待呢
？Can they really feel that they have been treated very well, just like Ruth, who is in the field of Boaz?
兄姐妹，教会应当是彰显基督的丰满。
The church ought to be manifesting the fullness of Christ.
愿神的同在，愿主的生命能够越过越丰富的在我们的聚会当中。
May the presence of God and the life of God be upon our fellowship more and more.
虽然过去在疫情当中，我们很长的时间没有能够一同的面对面在主的里面一同聚集。
Even though because of pandemic, we cannot meet in person.
但愿我们心里面对主同在、主生命的渴望一点也不减少。
However, may the longing in our hearts toward God's presence and God's life not be decreasing, but be increasing.
更盼望在不久的将来，当我们恢复面对面聚会的时候。
And we also hope that as we continue to start our in-person meeting,
我们真是能够成为神他心意中那个荣耀的见证。
We can truly become the glorious testimony in His heart.
当人来到我们中间
，When men come to our midst,
真是能够遇见神。
They can truly see God.
真是能够饱享主生命的供应。
They can truly be satisfied with the provision of the life of God.
好，第二方面我们要来看一下路德初次与波阿斯相遇。
So our second point is when Ruth met encountered Boaz the first time.
所以在第二章里头，波阿斯这个人是一个非常主要的一个人物，也是我们要注重的一个重点。
So Boaz is a very key character in chapter 2. We also need to pay emphasis.
在第一和第四节，我们看见波阿斯是从伯利恒来的一个大财主。
We see from verses 1 and 4 that Boaz is a man of great wealth from Bethlehem.
伯利恒的意思乃是粮食之家。
Bethlehem means the house of bread.
粮食是我们维系生命的必须。
Bread is something that we have to sustain our life.
在约翰福音六章三十五节，主耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”
In John 6:35, the Lord Jesus says, "I am the bread of life."
我们的主他是从天上降下来的粮，是我们属灵生命所需要的粮食。
Our Lord Jesus is the bread of life, that is which comes down out of heaven, and it is the bread that we need in our spiritual life.
这里说到波阿斯是个大财主，主要的还不是他在地上拥有许多财富。
Here it talks about Boaz being a man of great wealth. It is not because that he has many possessions on this earth.
在路加福音十二章十五节，主耶稣曾这么说：人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
In Luke 12:15, the Lord Jesus said, "For not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions."
意思就是说，一个人的生命是否富足，不是根据他所有的财富来判断。
Jesus means that whether a man has an abundant life is not dependent on his possessions or wealth.
主接着说，凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
The Lord Jesus continued to say in Luke that so is the man who lays up treasures for himself but is not rich toward God.
就像在那个比喻中主耶稣所说的那无知的财主，他虽然拥有许多世上的财物，可是在神的面前他的生命却是贫穷的。
It's just like that parable about this foolish rich man. Even though he owns a lot of earthly possessions, his life before God is poor.
然而波阿斯他却不是这样。
However, Boaz is not like this.
波阿斯真正的富足乃是在于耶和华神，这位全丰全足的神与他同在。
Boaz is wealthy because this Lord God, El Shaddai, is with him.
在第四节说到波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说，愿耶和华与你们同在。
So in verse 4 it says that Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, May the Lord be with you.
收割的仆人们也回答说：“愿耶和华赐福于你。”
And they said to him, "May the Lord bless you."
所以我们看见波阿斯的富足，更重要的乃是这位全丰全足的神与他和他的家同在。
So we see that more importantly, the wealth of Boaz came from the fact that this El Shaddai God is with him and his household.
正如哥罗西书二章九节所说的，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Just like Colossians 2:9 says, "For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form."
就神的心意就是盼望我们能够借着基督领受丰丰富富领受神本性一切的丰盛。
Therefore, God's heart desire is for us through Jesus Christ to receive and enjoy all the fullness in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们若诚实的来省察我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, if we honestly examine ourselves,
我们是比较像那个无知的财主呢，还是我们是像 这位大财主波阿斯。
Are we more like that foolish rich man, or are we more like Boaz, a man of great wealth?
耶和华是波阿斯的富足。
The Lord God is that great wealth of Boaz.
这是波阿斯预表基督的第一个方面。
This is the first aspect by which Boaz is a typology of the Lord Jesus.
波阿斯不仅是一个大财主，他也是路德至敬的亲属。
Not only is Boaz a man of great wealth, he is also a nearest relative of Boaz.
这一点也非常的重要。
This point is also very important.
因为无论波阿斯他所拥有的是属世的财富或是属灵的财富。
Because regardless of whether Boaz has earthly or spiritual possessions.
但如果他和我没关系，如果波阿斯和路德没关系，那这也没有什么意义，是不是？
But if he has nothing to do with me and Ruth has nothing to do with Boaz, there is no significance.
所以这里我们看见波阿斯他不仅是一个大财主，他也是路德那至敬的亲属。
So here we see that not only is Boaz a man of great wealth, he is also one of the closest relatives to Ruth.
那至敬的亲属是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of being one of the closest relatives?
他说出了两方面的意义。
There are two aspects.
第一就是有关系的人。
This is someone who has a relationship to you.
第二就是有赎权的人。
Secondly, this is someone who has the ability to redeem.
换句话说，波阿斯他有权利来为路德赎。
In other words, Boaz has the right to redeem things for Ruth.
所以在利未记二十五章内也看见讲到关于买回田地，就是赎回产业这件事。
So in Leviticus, we see that there's this concept that you have to redeem possessions for people.
而在《生命记》二十五章里面就讲到要娶死人的妻，就是娶兄弟，当兄弟死了以后，那个他其他的兄弟要娶死人的妻子，这就是赎回那个名分。
And so in Deuteronomy 25, it also talks about when a brother from your family is deceased, then you have to marry the deceased wife so that you can redeem the deceased brother's name.
对，无论是产业，无论是名分，他都说出了百姓和耶和华神之间的那个关系。
Whether it is inheritance or the name, it describes the relationship between God and his people.
因为当神带领以色列百姓进到应许地之前，神就明确地告诉他们，在他们中间要看重的是产业和在神面前被纪念的那个名分。
So before the people of Israel went into the promised land, God clearly told them they need to pay attention to this inheritance as well as their the name that they have kept in this inheritance.
所以关于产业和名分的赎回，这是路德记这本书的一个中心。
So the inheritance, redemption of the inheritance and the name is the focal point of this book of Ruth.
这也是拿俄米要他归回应许地的那最主要的原因。
This is also the most important reason by which Naomi wanted to return to the promised land.
因为这产业乃是说到了神的百姓与神的那个关系。
Because the inheritance speaks to the relationship between God's people and God.
神是我们的产业。
God is our inheritance.
我们也是神的产业。
We are also His inheritance.
这个产业，这个关系，乃是一个属天的，是一个属灵的，是属神的一个产业。
And this inheritance, this relationship is heavenly, is spiritual.
而这个产业就吸引了拿俄米回到神心意的应许地里。
And this inheritance also draws Naomi back to the promised land.
而路德也跟着拿俄米就回到了神的心意里头。
And because Ruth was following Naomi, she also returned to the heart desire of God.
所以我们看见今天神恢复的心意在你我身上也是如此。
Therefore, we see that in our heart and your heart, this is also God's recovery work.
神要恢复我们与他之间那个亲密的关系。
God wants to recover an intimate relationship between us and Him.
要我们得着神心意中所要赐给我们那样一个丰盛的产业，这一切都是借着我们主耶稣基督来完成的。
He wants us to receive this abundant inheritance in Him, and this is all accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要我们认识我们的主，他之所以 是全丰全足，乃是因为神本性一切的丰盛都在他里面。
He wants us to see that our inheritance is all sufficient, El Shaddai, because all the fullness of the deity dwells in him.
我们的主实在是我们的大财主。
Our Lord indeed is a man of great wealth.
感谢主，他也真是我们那至近的亲属。
We also thank him because he is also one of our closest relatives, the kinsman redeemer.
是我们的主为我们赎回了那人在亚当里所失落的产业。
It is the Lord who has redeemed the inheritance that has been lost by Adam.
而这个产业也就是神自己。
And what has been lost was God himself.
感谢赞美主，当路德来到波阿斯田里拾取麦穗的时候，我们看见作为大财主的波阿斯，他注意到这样一个卑微的女子路德。
We thank the Lord that when Ruth came to Boaz's field, Boaz took notice of Ruth.
我们看见当这样摩押女子路德在波阿斯的田里遇见了这位大财主波阿斯的时候，那是一个何等强烈的一个对比。
We see that when Ruth, the Moabite woman, ran into this man of great wealth, Boaz, what a big contrast it was.
然而我们看见摩押女子路德却得蒙大财主波阿斯这样的连续和悦纳。
However, we see that Ruth, the Moabite woman, has received such acceptance and mercy from Boaz, a man of great wealth.
就像刚刚我们领诗的弟兄告诉我们，我们都像摩押女子路德一样。
Just like our song leader brother exhorted us, we're all like Ruth, the Moabite woman.
我们原本因着我们的罪恶，我们都是活在神的咒诅里。
Because of our sin, we used to all live in the curse of God.
我们是与神无份无关的人。
We have no portion in God.
我们是不能够进到神的应许地。
We cannot enter into the promised land of God.
我们不能够在神的百姓中间一同有份。
We cannot have a portion with the people of God.
然而我们看见当路德定义要跟随拿尔米回到了神的心意里。
However, when Ruth was determined to return to God's heart's desire with Naomi,
在神恩典的主宰之下，她来到了波阿斯的田里。
In the sovereignty and mercy of God, she came to the field of Boaz.
她遇见了波阿斯。
She encountered Boaz.
并且蒙波阿斯向路德向她来说慈爱的话语。
And also, Boaz even said words of kindness to Ruth.
波阿斯对路德说，女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人的田里拾取麦穗。
Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field.
他说，也不要离开这里，要常和我的使女们在一起。
Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maids.
波阿斯也对路德说，我已经吩咐了仆人，不可欺负你。
Boaz also told Ruth, I have commanded my servants not to touch you.
你渴了可以到器皿那里来喝仆人打来的水。
When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw.
那我们看见波阿斯实在是对路德有丰显出丰盛的慈爱和怜悯。
We can see that Boaz has abundant loving kindness and mercy toward Ruth.
那原因是什么呢
？Why?
波阿斯对路德说
，Boaz said to Ruth,
你来投靠。耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。
Because you have sought refuge under the wings of the Lord, the God of Israel.
愿你满得他的赏赐。
May the reward of your work and your wages be full.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见波阿斯是如何的把基督的慈爱和怜悯完全的显明在路德的身上。
We see that how Boaz fully manifests the loving kindness and mercy of God in Boaz.
弟兄姐妹，这也是早晨我们唱那首诗歌为什么那样欢喜的一个原因。
This is also the reason why we could sing this hymn earlier with such joy.
我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
I am a sinner saved by grace.
弟兄姐妹，当我们蒙恩的日子越过越久。
As we have been saved longer and longer,
当我们对主的恩典越过越认识。
When we know more and more about this grace that the Lord has bestowed upon us,
我们的心怎么能够不乐欢腾呢？
How can our heart not overflow?
这完全就是因为当我们有一颗简单的心，愿意来倚靠，来投靠耶和华的时候。
When we have a simple heart with simple faith, we want to seek refuge with the Lord God.
主的心意就像波阿斯对路德所说的话一样，愿你满得耶和华的赏赐。
And the Lord would say to us, just like Boaz said to Ruth, may your reward be full from the Lord.
让我们来看一下，那摩押女子路德她对于波阿斯这样连续她，这样悦纳她，她有什么反应呢？
So let's take a look at Ruth. What is her response when Boaz was so merciful to take note of her?
路德没有忘记自己的身份。
Ruth did not forget her own position.
她俯伏在地叩拜，对波阿斯说，我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？
In verse 10, she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your sight, that you should take notice of me, since I'm a foreigner?
弟兄姐妹，路德没有忘记自己卑微的身份，他记得自己乃是一个摩押女子。
Brothers and sisters, Ruth did not forget her lowly position. She still remembers that she is a Moabite woman.
到第十三节，路德对波阿斯说，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我。
In verse 13, Ruth said, though I am not like one of your maidservants, you have comforted me and indeed have spoken kindly to me.
这是路德在波阿斯面前一直保持的一个地位和态度。
This is a constant position and attitude that Ruth has kept before Boaz.
我真的是非常喜欢我们先前所唱的诗歌。
I truly enjoy this hymn that we sang earlier.
这是我身份，荣耀归给神，我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
This is my story, to God be the glory. I am a sinner, only a sinner saved by grace.
弟兄姐妹，这个身份，这个地位是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this story, this position is very important.
我们若离开了这个身份，这个地位，我们很容易也就会离开了神的同在和神的连续。
If this position is very important, if we depart from this position, this story, then we may also depart from his presence and from his mercy.
所以我们看到路德是如何在波阿斯面前蒙连续蒙悦纳。
So we see how Ruth has received a notice from Boaz and has received mercy.
弟兄姐妹，我们也要好好的来认识，来经历我们在主面前所蒙的连续和悦纳。
We also have to carefully reflect on how we have been accepted and mercy from God.
第三方面，我们看见在路德记第二章的末了告诉我们，路德仍与拿尔米同住。
Lastly, we saw that Ruth lived with her mother-in-law Naomi.
就是讲到我们知道拿尔米乃预表圣灵，就是说到我们与内住圣灵的一个非常重要的关系。
So we know that Naomi is a type of the Holy Spirit. So this illustrates a very important relationship between us and the Holy Spirit.
我们看到当路德遇见了波阿斯之后，一方面他继续的在波阿斯田里来拾取麦穗。
We see that after Ruth encountered Boaz, she continued to glean in his field.
另一方面，圣经告诉我们，路德仍与拿尔米同住。
On the other hand, the Bible tells us that Ruth continued to live with her mother-in-law.
这拾取麦穗就说到我们基督徒在平日的属灵生活当中，我们要常常的来领受，从主领受那个属灵生命的供应。
So gleaning refers to in our daily ordinary life, we have to receive the spiritual provision from God.
这当然就包括我们个人基督徒个人平常亲近主的那个属灵生活。
This includes our individual drawing near to the Lord in our spiritual life.
然后路德也与波阿斯的使女们藏在一起拾取麦穗，就是说到我们也与我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们一同来更多领受主生命的供应。
Here, Ruth also, she was with the maid servants of Boaz a lot. So this also refers to how we together with the brothers and sisters can also receive of the life of God together.
弟兄姐妹，这不光是在我们聚会的时候，这更是在我们平日的生活和连结的里头。
This also doesn't only talk about the church life, it also talks about our daily ordinary life that we can have this connection.
我知道有一些的弟兄姐妹们他们在平常生活当中，他们也有一些联系。
I know that there are some brothers and sisters who have some daily connections.
他们可能是一起吃饭，可能一起喝咖啡，或是一起出去旅游。
Maybe they're just sitting together to have a meal, or they're having a coffee together, or they're out having a travel together.
在这些弟兄姐妹，无论他们在平常生活当中，他们谈论什么事情。
However, whatever they're talking about in their daily living.
但是他们谈着谈着呢，哎，就谈到主身上了。
But they would talk and talk, and they eventually would end up with talking about Christ.
就是无论他们谈的是什么话题。
So regardless of what topic they started with,
但是他们不知不觉呢，哎，就被吸引到了波阿斯的田里了。
However, gradually, without knowing, they would be drawn to the field of Boaz.
哎呀，主的生命就成为他们的供应，成为他们的享受。
So the life of the Lord would become their provision and their enjoyment.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
我们看见路德，他是那样的殷勤，在波阿斯的田里面来拾取麦穗。
We saw that Ruth was very diligently gleaning in the field of Boaz.
弟兄姐妹，我们也需要在各样的场合里，在各样的境况里，我们常常都能够从主领受这属灵生命的供应。
The brothers and sisters, likewise, we also need to receive of the provision of the life of Christ in all circumstances and conditions.
另一方面，我们看见路德仍然与拿尔米同住。
On the other hand, we see that Ruth continued to live with Naomi.
这边讲到人与拿尔米同住，他讲到一直的或者继续的跟拿尔米同住。
When you live with Ruth lived with Naomi, she continued and continuously lived with Naomi.
姐妹，我们想想，如果路德觉得，哎呀，我已经来到这个神的应许地，我已经得到了神的连续和恩惠。
If Ruth thinks that, oh, I'm already in the promised land, I've already received His loving kindness and mercy.
好，那我就跟我婆婆说拜拜了。
Let's say goodbye to my mother-in-law.
这样子的话，路德他觉得，哎，好像生活改善了许多。
Then from Ruth's perspective, her living conditions have vastly improved.
但是路德如果没有仍然与拿尔米同住的话，我们看见神完全的心意就不能成就在路德的身上。
However, if Ruth were not to be continually living with her mother-in-law Naomi, God's heart desire would not be completely accomplished.
所以我们看见路德仍然需要拿尔米来引导他，能够完全进到神恢复的心意里。
Therefore, we see that Ruth still needs Naomi to lead her completely into the heart desire of God.
这里有一个例子。
Here, there's an example.
就是当拿尔米问路德说：“你今天在哪里做工啊？在哪里拾取麦穗啊？”
Here, there's an example because Naomi asked, "Where did you work today? What is the name of the person who owned the field?"
路德就告诉婆婆说：“我在一个名叫波阿斯人的那里做工。”
Ruth told her mother-in-law, I worked in a field. The name of the man with whom I worked today is Boaz."
所以我们看见路德对波阿斯的认识啊，好像就停留在他知道他的名字。
So we see that Ruth only knows Boaz by name.
还有就是知道波阿斯对我很好。
And Ruth also knew that Boaz was very kind to her.
好像路德的生活好像得着了保护，得着了保障。
It's as if Ruth's life has protection and has assurance.
然后呢，路德对拿尔米也说，他说啊，他对我说要紧紧跟随我的仆人哈，拾取麦穗，直到他们收完我的庄稼。
So Ruth said in verse 20:21, he also said to me, "You should stay close to my servants until they have finished all my harvest."
我们看见在这个时候，路德仍然不知道神那个恢复的心意在他身上。
We see that even now, Ruth was not able to discern the glorious heart's desire of our God.
所以我们看见路德的回答，他停留在那个拾取麦穗这件事情上。
We can see from Ruth's response to Naomi that her heart remained on gleaning.
但拿尔米对路德说的话，却要路德来注意，你不要在别人的田里。
However, what Naomi said to Ruth enabled Ruth to pay attention that she should not be in someone else's field.
就姐妹就说到我们基督徒在神的心意当中，我们过的教会生活是何等的重要。
Here it illustrates we as Christians how the church life is so important.
另外，我们也需要我们内住的圣灵常常来为我们解释，来为我们解开主的话。
Also, we need the indwelling spirit to explain and reveal the word of the Lord.
我们才能够被神恢复到他完全的心意里头。
Then we can be recovered to the perfect condition in God's heart desire.
在约翰福音，主的话告诉我们。
In the Gospel of John, the word of God said,
他说唯有真理的圣灵来了，他要带领你们进入一切的真理。
But when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth.
中文翻译说到明白，但是原文说到进入这一切的真理。
So the words talk about guiding us into all the truth.
因为圣灵在我们信的人心里面，他要来荣耀我们的主，他要来叫我们更真实的认识我们的主。
Because the Holy Spirit is only glorifying the Lord in our heart. The Holy Spirit is allowing us to know our Lord even more.
他要将所授予我们主的这一切荣耀的事情来启明在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit is going to take of the Lord and disclose it to us in our heart.
主说圣灵要让我们真知道说所授予我们主的都是从父所赐的。
The Lord said He wants us to really know that whatever the Spirit takes of what is the Lord and will give it, it is all from the Father and He will disclose it all to us.
主说凡父所有的都是我的。
The Lord said all things that the Father has are mine.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要真是来来与圣灵同住。
How we need to dwell with the Holy Spirit.
今天我们看见，如果我们在见证上，我们在服事上，我们觉得软弱无力。
Today, when we have our testimony, when we serve, when we feel that we are weak and powerless.
我们对于神的真理，对于神的心意，好像暧昧不明。
And as if we don't quite understand God's heart desire.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要更多的来跟随圣灵。
How we need to follow the Holy Spirit even more.
来依靠圣灵在我们里面的开启。
How we need to rely on the revelation by the Spirit within.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们像摩押女子路德一样，我们来投靠耶和华的翅膀之下。
Today, just like Ruth the Moabite woman, we are coming under the wings to seek refuge from the Lord, the God.
我们的想法很可能就像路德一样。
Maybe we used to think like Ruth.
我们能够蒙悦纳在波阿斯的田里拾取麦穗。
We may be accepted by Boaz to glean in his field.
我们觉得很满足了。
Maybe we're already satisfied.
我们觉得我们来到教会里。
We feel that we come to church.
我们罪得赦免。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们能够对神有一点的认识。
We have a little knowledge about God.
我们能够借着神的话语得到一点的安慰和鼓励，我们觉得很满足了。
We get a little comfort and encouragement from the Word of God. We already feel that we're satisfied.
但是神的心意并不停在这里。
However, God's heart desire does not stop here.
神的心意乃是要我们满得耶和华的赏赐。
God's heart desire is for us to be fully rewarded.
神所要我们得着的不光是麦穗。
God doesn't want us to just get some barley.
不光是停留在波阿斯的田里。
We're not just spending our time in the field of Boaz.
神乃是要我们完全的得着主的自己。
God wants us to totally gain the person of Christ.
就到路德记第三章，我们就看见拿俄米如何来引导路德与波阿斯联合。
So in chapter 3, we'll see how Naomi led Ruth to be in total union with Boaz.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless his own words.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你宝贵的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for your precious words.
主，你借着摩押女子路德，让我们看见主，今天我们在你面前蒙的是何等的大恩。
We see that because of Ruth the Moabite woman, we have gained such grace before you.
今天我们成了何等的人，都是你的恩典造成的。
What a people we have become, it is all because of your grace.
主，愿你更多的开启我们。
May you reveal yourself more to us.
让我们在你恢复的工作上不停留在我们自己的满足里。
So that in your recovery work, we don't just remain on our own satisfaction.
而是更愿你那完全的心意转能够成就在我们蒙恩的人身上。
And may your perfect will be fully accomplished in us who have been saved by grace.
愿你祝福带领我们。
May you bless us and lead us.
让我们与你有更多完全的联合。
So that we have a more complete and perfect union with you.
主，好叫荣耀归给我们的父神。
So that glory be unto our Father.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.